Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Quinn, I love the name Quinn. Quinn is joining us here this morning on second date update. How are you, Quinn?
I'm all right. Thanks for having me on the show.
Okay, so I can tell maybe you're just a little bit sad and puzzled why Owen hasn't called you back. Can you just start from the beginning? Yeah, can you just start from the beginning, Quinn, and tell us about your date?
I mean, we went on a date. I felt like I really connected with him. Even after the date, we texted, we made plans. Then he stood me up, and I haven't heard from him since.
Oh, man, that's a bummer.
So the date never happened. Or it did.
Did the first date happen? Okay, it never did.
The first date happened. Okay. Yeah, the first date went really well.
So it's like, this was like a third date update. Okay, and that's the worst feeling. So
sorry about that, sweetie.
So did you text him or call him while you were sitting there, wherever you were at the second date where he never showed?
Yeah, I called him, but I think he blocked my number because it went straight to this weird dial tone.
Oh, no.
The first date went off fine. You guys obviously made plans, so the first date went well. Right?
Yeah, it went really well. And this kind of thing, I mean, I don't get stood up, like, when we actually have a plan and whatever.
Of course
it's
not.
It's weird.
When it's disrespectful and all of that.
If he blocked you, I mean, there's certainly a chance that he's not going to want to go out on a second date, right? So, right?
Yeah, I mean, we just have to warn.
A third date or second date once removed at this point.
Quinn, we just want to warn you of that because, and I know you're probably upset. We just don't want your heart to be broken here if you had high hopes for this. Because if
I just want to know, what happened at this point. You're going to call him, right?
Yeah, that's the whole idea. And you know that we're going to try to lead you to the next date. But hopefully, at least, Quinn, you can get some answers. We can get some answers from Owen on this, all right? We'll do our best.
Okay.
We'll do our best.
Okay, thank you.
We'll call Owen. We'll try to find out what's going on. If he comes on the show with us, great, and hopefully you get a chance to talk to him as well. We'll be right back. You stay right there, Quinn. We'll be right back with the second half of Second Date Update right after this.
Thanks.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update, powered by 651 Carpets. 1029 The Wolf.
Here's Quinn telling us what happened on her first date.
We went on a date. I felt like I really connected with him. Even after the date, we texted, we made plans. Then he stood me up, and I haven't heard from him since.
It's Second Date Update brought to you by 651 Carpets, home of the next day install.
Hello?
Good morning, Owen.
Who's this?
Okay, Owen, don't hang up. Hear me out. It's Thunder and PT from 102.9 The Wolf radio station. We are calling on behalf of somebody you blocked on your phone, Quinn, somebody you went out with. And we just are calling to ask you a couple questions about that. Would you have a moment this morning,
just a quick minute,
to talk to us about that? You don't have to answer anything you don't want to, but here's the thing. I'll just explain it from the beginning. Quinn contacted us. We do a segment called Second Date Update, and Quinn was upset because you didn't show up for the second date, and then when she called, she felt her number had been blocked by you. Could you just explain what's going on?
Okay. Yeah, I could do that.
Okay.
So this is kind of awkward, but Quinn's grandma wouldn't stop calling me.
Okay.
And I really think she's into me.
Okay.
Quinn's grandma?
Her grandmother. Her grandma wouldn't stop calling me.
Okay. Did you meet her somewhere along the way, like on the first date or what?
Yeah. So Quinn introduced me to her when we had dinner at her place.
Oh, you went. Okay. So we didn't hear. We talked to Quinn and we didn't know what the first date entailed. So you went on your first date because you stood her up on the second. On the first date, you went over to Quinn's house for dinner.
Yes.
Okay.
And it was a good dinner, but no offense to grandma. She's really sweet. but somehow she got my number, and she hasn't stopped calling me. And, I mean, so for a sweet older lady, she left me, it was a, I'm not going to lie, it's a really not safe for work voicemail.
Really?
Okay, so did you,
yeah.
Her grandma?
But why did she, why did you block Quinn's number if the grandma was calling, why didn't you just block grandma's number?
So, I mean, I only did because, well, I mean, Quinn's the one who had my number.
Okay.
And I was weirded out that grandma got a hold of it. I don't need any other, so any you, other relatives.
Yeah, you like you didn't give her grandma your number.
So you blocked Quinn because you thought grandma would get it again. Got it. All right. Yeah. So I get where you're coming from, but why didn't you just talk to Quinn about this first? I mean, you made plans, stood her up. You could have told her this all on the second date.
Okay, there's a few things I want to get straight right now. First of all, standing up someone is, like, not cool. Like, also, I don't give my phone number out to my relatives. And then, also, my grandma, like, she lost her husband last year. My grandpa died, and she's just been lonely. I don't know.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear that, but I'm too young for grandma. I have about 10 voicemails from her. Like the 10 voicemails I have right now. Well, before I block you and her.
So Owen, yeah. So Owen, and real quick, Quinn, because I got to ask, what kind of voicemails? What kind of things was Grandma saying to you, Owen? And a reminder, we're on the radio here. But what was Grandma? What was Grandma saying?
How do I put this? So basically, she said how she wouldn't stop looking at me in the jeans, and she said how I reminded her of Burt Reynolds.
Burt Reynolds.
Smokey and the Bandit. I mean, that seems
what's
innocent.
What's so not safe for work about Burt Reynolds? That's not bad.
Yeah. I feel like that you should take it as a compliment.
Burt
was a good-looking dude back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, he had the toupee, but he was really a handsome man. So maybe Grandma just wants to go eastbound and down.
Can I get a wolf howl?
So... That's honestly a compliment, Owen. It just sounds like, yeah. Anyway,
and listen, I find it weird that her grandma is flirting with me. You know, like I'm not into grannies. I'm not into grandmas.
Okay, stop it. No one's accusing you of being into my grandma.
Let's just take grandma out of the situation.
Yeah,
Owen,
although it's kind of funny when grandma's in the situation. But let's get back to you two.
And if it wasn't for Granny having, you know, the hots for you and thinking you are Burt Reynolds, would you still go on another date with Quinn? If we could just remove Quinn, do you think you could get your grandma to stop calling Owen? Could you talk to her about that and just say, listen, you know, this is my guy?
Well, look, if I went another date with Quinn, I'm scared to think about her grandma.
Ew, okay. Look, I understand my grandma. Okay. She crossed boundaries, whatever. I can talk to her about it. But you just need to get over yourself. Like, this is my grandma you're putting on the spot here.
Sorry, I don't mean to put grandma on the spot, but I'm telling you the truth.
I'm sorry my grandma put you in this awkward position or whatever, but she's 89. She's harmless.
Oh, my
God. You're a grown man. You could have been more mature. You could have just said, hey, I'm uncomfortable. Your grandma keeps calling me. Instead, now I'm really embarrassed about all this, like, out on a radio show, and I don't know, thanks for that, I guess. Yeah.
Okay.
Guys, I'm really sorry for wasting your time. No. I don't think I want that second date. I'm good.
Okay, Quinn. No, we completely understand. I really don't know what to tell you guys, but, and now that Quinn doesn't want to go on a second date, do you want me to make sure that I can, do you want me to get Grandma's number again from her?
Oh, my God. Is that a real question?
No, I'm joking. That was a joke. I swear to God, it was a joke.
Oh my God.
Okay, Owen, Quinn, I know it wasn't the result that you might have wanted, Quinn, but we want to thank you both for being on
Second Date Update.
Thank you.
Loaded up and trucking. Are we going to do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there.
More fun, more country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.